Welcome to the Noise Spot Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. This is one of our last Noisemakers mixes of the year before our Best of the Year picks come out in December, and this one's got a bit of everything. Little indie rock at the top, of course, French hip-hop, Bay Area flavor, chilled out electronica, and an exciting discovery that really slipped through the cracks for me this year. After all, this is what listening to music at the tail end of the year is for, right? Pumping as much cool shit through your speakers as possible so you can discover the artists that are going to end up on your year-end favorites. I know some of these are definitely going to be on mine, so let's get to it. This is the Noise Pop Podcast's October Noisemakers Mix. Kicking off the episode with a track from LA band Ian Sweet, because their album Crush Crusher has just been on repeat for me. It's out now on Hardly Art Records, a label that's gifted us such acts as Seattle's Chastity Belt and Dude York, who also record here at Different First Studios, but I digress. This new Ian Sweet is my shit. They're fronted by Jillian Medford, and I had the pleasure of checking them out at Bottom of the Hill last week. Jillian's a killer guitar player. They're a three-piece, and she's got a really distinct voice that's got some saucy high notes in it. This is one of the singles from the album. It's called Hiding, and it's a powerful jam, to say the least. Here's Ian Sweet with Hiding.
It's a little bit of hiding. That's all it takes. It's a little bit.
That was Hiding by Ian Sweet.
Be my organ now and play for me.
Been a fan of Beacon for quite some time. They're on the Ghostly label and make incredibly refined, vocally focused electronic productions. They're the Brooklyn-based duo of Thomas Mullerney III and Jacob Gossett, and Thomas's voice lingers in the best way possible. This music is so well crafted, can't say it enough. Their third album is called Gravity Pairs. It's out November 2nd, and they're playing a pop scene show at Rickshaw Stop on December 12th, and I will 100% be there for it. This song is called On Ice, and they actually just released a very aquatic video for it, which we'll link on the blog at noisepop.com/podcast. Here's Beacon with On Ice. That was Beacon with On Ice. Noise Pop Festival just announced their Phase 1 lineup for the 2009 rendition, which happens in February. And I customarily go through the lineups when they come out and peep some of the artists I'm not too familiar with, and I always find gems. This is one of those instances. I'd heard Caroline Rose's name in the past, but couldn't really pinpoint where I heard her music, but suffice to say, I'm glad I dug in here because I spent some time with her latest album, Loner, out on New West Recordings, and fuck, it is so much fun. Caroline's from New York, and she went from making more folk and country-inspired music to fully embracing a more pop-rock vibe on Loner, and she's just firing on all cylinders. The song we're going to play is called Jeannie Becomes a Mom, And I hear some OK Go mixed with Melody's Echo Chamber in here. It's super psyche, and her vocal melodies are awesome. From her past two albums to this one, Caroline says she's embraced her queerness, and there's just such a distinct, confident wit about her delivery. And I love hearing an artist who's finding themselves, both personally and musically speaking. Put her February 28th Noise Pop Festival show at The Independent on your calendar. Here's Caroline Rose now with Jeannie Becomes a Mom, and peep the video on our blog. Here it is. That was Caroline Rose with Jeannie Becomes a Mom. I'm not sure if we've ever played any French hip hop on the show before, but here we are, and this dude is the truth. MHD just put out an album called 19 on Artside, which is a Capitol Records imprint, and it's quality stuff. MHD's music struck me at a time when the debate about how French people of African descent embracing their African roots doesn't make them any less French, and I'm totally on board with that. This kind of happened around the time of the World Cup when the French team won it all. MHD is born in France of Guinean and Senegalese descent, and I think we can apply a lot of these debates, kind of the spirit of them all, to what's happening in America right now in regards to immigration. At any rate, I've always dug French hip hop since I first heard MC Solar hop on a Gangstar track in the 90s. This cut from MHD is called Rouler, which means roll in French, and it has that Afro-Brazilian funky breakbeat. It's grimy and super tropical. I dig this guy. Here's MHD with Rouler.
Hein? Bah les coups de ce que les gens pensent. Je prends les mêmes et je recommence. À bord du navire sans destination. La même équipe qui mène la cadence. On sort des buts par occupation. Ton flow est pété, fais une révision. J'ai visé le top, je me suis pas loupé. Fuck les haters qui m'ont négligé. Deux ans dans le game et je suis déjà lassé. La fin d'une aventure qui vient de commencer. Sans réfléchir, on avance les poings serrés. Ceux qui s'y opposent, faut les terrasser. Numéro 10, j'ai le bras à ça. Tu parles de millions, mais tu brasses pas. C'est pas du peur, hein. C'est de la fraude trap. Pour les auditeurs, c'est de la ragra.
Hey, le quartier, c'est que j'ai tout donné. On m'a mis à l'envers, j'ai pardonné. Regarde la lune, je pense à nous. Les temps sont durs, je vis la nuit et je dors le jour. Eh, on va comme une bestiole. J'avance comme le loup solitaire dans ma vie, besoin de personne. La comptage la paye seule. J'ai commis des erreurs, mais que Dieu m'en pardonne. Ta vie m'a fait des phases, on me force à faire des phrases. Je suis plus trop moi, je me verrai dans l'espace. Je suis pas comme lui, je suis pas comme toi. On perd la vie bêtement. Fallait voler son cœur, j'ai du sang sur mes vêtements. Le mien s'arrête lentement. Et pourtant, ma vie, je l'aimais tellement, tu sais.
Hey. Tu sais que j'ai tout donné. On m'a mis à l'envers, j'ai pardonné.
That was MHD with Rouler. I came across the Marias at 20th Street Block Party this past August, and they just self-released their super clean Volume 2 EP in late September. They're an LA band making gazy psychedelic rock. I really like how this track, ABQ, slides into this mix. Their lead singer goes simply by Maria. She was born in Puerto Rico and just has the dreamiest voice. The Marias are playing Swedish American Hall on November 2nd with Triathlon. And for now, this song's called ABQ.
Hey,
That was ABQ by the Marías. Our local pick for this episode comes from Andrew St. James, who we had on our Noisemakers live show a couple years ago, and I just went to his record release show at Rickshaw Stop this week, and this song in particular really grabbed me. It's called Life Inside the Mess You Made, and it's off his album Liberation Music for Boring People. It's out on local label Tricycle Records, who are good people, by the way, who first put out Geographer's Music way back, if you remember that. This is killer songwriting from Andrew. At a time when we're really looking for more people to be making music like this in San Francisco, Andrew has, I know he has a deep discography like waiting in the wings to get put out, and I'm glad that this album's out there. This song's got just a bright, upbeat Southern charm to it with a Dylan-esque vibe. Go see him play in San Francisco if you get a chance. He's active, to say the least. Here's Andrew St. James with Life Inside the Mess You Made.
Watch me throw it all away. Riding on the rims, trying to find the light of day. And what was left was a revelation game. When so much regret comes in a strange age, wondering what is left, finding a way to change.
That was Life Inside the Mess You Made by Andrew St. James. Closing it out with the latest cut from Korean American super producer Yeji. We've played music from Kathy Yeji Lee before, and she just has her finger on the pulse of dance music right now. Few things make me want to move my body like Yeji's music does, and she's got a couple EPs out that you gotta check out. This track's called One More, and in the press release for it, Yeji said that it's about enduring and coming to terms with pain until you have the strength to forgive and move on. And damn it if we can't all use a little bit of that right now. She just wraps those emotions in such a presentable musical package. It's great. Here she is, Yeji with One More.
Hi.
Hope you dug the October Noisemakers mix, and as always, thanks for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. If you're in the Bay, come out to Amnesia on Thursday, November 8th. I'll be putting on a showcase with Nervous Lovers, March, Fringe Class, and DJ Bad Girl Bailey. It's a good reason to leave the house on a Thursday. Trust. As I mentioned before, Noise Pop Festival announced their Phase 1 lineup, so get those details at noisepop.com. And stay tuned for the last two episodes of the Noise Pop Podcast of the Year, including our always highly anticipated Best of the Year episode in December. The Noise Pop Podcast is written and produced by me. It's mixed and engineered by Kelly Coyne. Big thanks to Different First Studios, where this episode was recorded. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and many thanks to Nina Bayan and Jackie Moore at Noise Pop for marketing support. Until next time, I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers. Is it what so I can fall and hurt and learn, but you don't need to change a thing, that's how it is. Is it what so go and let my feelings fall? Is it what so apologies are made for fun? Is it what so I can fall and hurt and learn, but you don't need to change a thing, that's how it is. Thank you.